It's a specialist court that was set up about 5 years ago to work with parents with serious drug and alcohol difficulties. What was happening in the family courts is there was a sense that families with these very complex difficulties weren't getting the kind of support that they needed. So based on a US model, the Tavistock and Portman and Coram Children's Charity started running the Family Drug and Alcohol Court. It's quite different to normal proceedings. We have two judges that sit alternate weeks. They really get to know the families that they're working with. So these families have judicial continuity, so they don't have to keep going back to see different judges. They'll actually see the same judge. He'll have a role in kind of motivating them. Now, attached to the court is a specialist team, and that's the team that I manage, and that's a team of specialists in drug and alcohol, child protection. We have a child psychiatrist, adult psychiatry. They meet the families the first day at court, and so it's really quite different to normal proceedings. Sometimes you might wait a number of weeks or months to see an expert. The team's role is around assessment, support, motivational interviewing. But one of the other things that we do is we test families around drug and alcohol use. So we were approached by Constantina Trikotec to run this pilot of the ScramX alcohol bracelet to see if it was a kind of useful tool in the kind of testing tools that we use. It gets strapped around the ankle. Some of our parents have worn it up for 90 days, and it's there to test on the skin. So every 30 minutes it will test, and then that information is relayed back via a kind of Wi-Fi unit in the parents' home. So we get a really good sense of the pattern of drinking of parents. It'll pick up really small amounts. I think you can maybe use one unit of alcohol an hour, but anything above that it'll pick up. Actually, our parents have been, we were worried about how they might feel about wearing them, but they've actually, because a lot of them are very motivated to show that they are abstinent from alcohol, because they're in the family court process and they're really working hard to have their children returned, that they may be a little bit uncomfortable for the first 24 hours, but then they get used to them. And they really want to come to court and show the judge and team that they've actually managed, you know, the last week without any alcohol. It's absolutely voluntary. We were running the pilot really to see if it was a useful tool. We use a range of different testing products. It doesn't work in isolation. You know, in FDAC, Cora and the Tavistock are providing, you know, intensive support to the families. And so they'd meet with a key worker from the team, you know, at least once or twice a week to talk about alcohol use. And they're actually getting support by going to AA meetings, attending treatment. It's part of a range of supports that families will get in Family Drug and Alcohol Court.